Yes, sir.
Good morning, Sheriff. Good morning, sir. Could you just please state your full name, your agency number for us for the record?
Franklin Shaw, 097513.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your lead for your hearing this morning, sir. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections is Mr. Westby. He will also be representing your parole officer. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. So on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Just by myself, sir.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, Mr. Shaw. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4 as demonstrated by your failure to participate with a mental health program at Behavioral Systems Southwest, 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson on or about April 19, 2018 as directed. Mr. Shaw, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, it's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then based on the admission of Mr. Shaw, I'm going to find that he was delinquent and that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mrs. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Neal. And agreed, Dr. Wright. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information in the warrant with you, sir. Then I'm going to give you the opportunity to present whatever information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On March 12, 2018, Mr. Shaw was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 19, 2018 by ADC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on April 19, 2018 with a projected COCD of January 9, 2019, 0 abscond days. Drug conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts, count 1, 4.5 years. Count 2, 2.5 years. Also 2014, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. His prior convictions in 1993, theft, 2.5 years. 1993, aggravated assault, 8 years. 1993, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 10 months, 15 days. 2000, fraudulent schemes, 5 years. 2005, theft of means of transportation, 5 years. 2008, drug paraphernalia, 7 months. 2010, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2010, dangerous drug violation, 1.5 years. This is his fifth term in DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 1997, parole release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. 2003, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. 2008, TIS release, arrested on new felony, possession of marijuana, revoked by the BOEC. 2011, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, reached COCD prior to seeing the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, violence, weapons, and assault on staff noted. Under arrest, 1999, robbery, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1999, fraud, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1999, forgery, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2004, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, disposition unknown. His community risk score is a G3B4.
Thank you, Mr. Weston. Okay, Mr. Sunshine, I see that when you were released, you were pre-approved to live with your mother at 597 West Hart Avenue in Coolidge. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Were you still staying with your mother at the time you were taken back into custody, sir?
Yes, sir. I turned myself in.
Okay.
I went with me.
All right. That's good. So during your intake, sir, were you working on a... You wasn't working during that period of time that you were actually...
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. I'm disabled in my right ankle. I can't work. I'm currently going through to the Social Security program to get my SSI.
Okay. Well, it says that you have your SMI and that you is classified as paranoid schizophrenic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So during your intake, it said that you actually need to continue... mental health services, sir, and that you had been also diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenia, and that you were referred to Horizon Health and Wellness. Why didn't you go to the program or complete the program, sir?
I'm paranoid all the time. I got spooked. I'm willing to go to the program now that I know what it is. I thought they would want me to go back to prison, and I got scared. I messed up when she asked me to come in 2 days prior to telling me that. Once I figured out what was going on, I literally went in there and I knew I was being violated. There wasn't anything I could do about it. I did contact my SMI doctor, Tiffany Tennell, and I asked her what was going to happen to me, and she told me she wanted me to come in to figure out what was going on, but I had already made an agreement with Ms. Johnson, my parole officer, that I would go in to see her. I don't know what else to say, sir.
Okay, so what type of drugs were you using? So you were self-medicating. What were you using?
I was smoking marijuana.
Did you do any meth?
Yes.
So you doing marijuana and methamphetamine?
Yes, sir.
Are you taking the medications now, sir?
Yes, sir.
So why
the right medications?
Why weren't you taking the medications when you were staying with your mom?
When I started taking the medication that they gave me when I was released, I broke out really bad all over my face and my neck, which I wish you could see it right now. It's the same. And currently, they're in the process of changing my medication to something that's better. And they want to test out some other stuff on me. It's going to work better because of my paranoia. Yeah.
So when you stayed with your mom said that you needed rehab and couldn't no longer stay with her, but she also said that you were bringing women into your house that were using drugs. Is that right?
I didn't use drugs at my mom's house.
But did you have females there that were on drugs or
using
drugs?
Well, I don't know if they were on drugs or not, but they have been when I had known them before.
So you know that they had been using drugs before. Is that what you're saying? Mr. Shaw, are you taking the medications now?
Yes, sir.
I know you said a few minutes ago that they were trying to get you on some other medications and see what treatments you actually needed. Is that right?
Yeah.
So
it should be, I have to talk to Dr. Kalani Friday, but she said that they will have it worked out by next Monday.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Same additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Shaw. We're coming up on a conclusion on the hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to this board without repeating yourself, sir?
I would like to go to the program that Ms. Johnson has put, Ms. Johnson told me to go to. It's, I found out what it is. Dr. Kalani has explained it to me, and what I would understand it is to make sure that all the medications that are given to me are supposed to be for me. And it's a 60-day program, inpatient program to help me with all of my problems. I would like to go there, if it's possible. And I messed up a little bit, maybe, I don't know how much I messed up, but I did, I tried to do everything the parole officer said when I talked to her.
Okay. All right, Mr. Shaw, thank you. So the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so that you can hear this discussion taking place amongst the board. However, I want you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. During the discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board's now into discussion. I do want to see the issue with Mr. Shaw. He was out. He didn't take his medication. He is SMI, and according to the report that we have, that when he's off his medication and when he's doing methamphetamine, that he is as a discipline of violent behavior. However, since he's been incarcerated, he seems to be back on his medications. They're trying to make sure he's getting the right medication that he needs to be taking so that he can stabilize himself, although he wants to get out and go back to a program. I think it would be best if Mr. Shaw remain incarcerated, continue on his programs, and really get the right medications that he actually needs so that he'll be released on January 9th of 2019. So that when he's released, that he'd be on the right medications. He's seeing a doctor while he's there. He's been taken care of. And that way, when he's released, hopefully he'll be better prepared when he gets out to stay on his medications, not take any drugs, and not self-medicate when he gets released. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the board. I'm seeing no other comments coming from the board. I am then going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Shaw, find that he was a delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapses, was about to lapse in the criminal wage of company, as he did start to self-medicate with marijuana and methamphetamine. He refused to participate in the behavioral health programs that his PO required or requested him to participate in. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Okay. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Dr. Wright, agreed Mr. Neal, agreed Mr. Quinones. Mr. Shaw?
Yes, sir.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on January 9th of 2019. So we hope that while you're incarcerated, sir, that you will get stabilized on your medications that you're in there on. Continue to work with your doctor while you're there so that when you are released in January, sir, that you be stabilized, that you have the right medications that you'll be on, and you'll be able to get out and be a productive citizen, sir, and not have to have any negative contacts or influence with law enforcement again, sir. Mr. Shaw, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing today. Sir, that is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Thank you.
Good to see you on the line.
Yeah.